injections. And he claims that that keeps the dead weight out.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back after this long Memorial Day weekend. Back in the studio. It's Tuesday, feels like Monday, and we're starting the week off with the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Dr. Mike T. Nelson to talk about simple testing protocols to help you make better progress. But right now, I'm joined by my good buddy, Rob Regish. How you doing, Rob?
Doing well. The back's healing up. I had really tweaked it last week, and it held up pretty good through some one-arm barbell rows this morning.
You know what's funny? Elisa tweaked her back over the weekend doing single leg deadlifts.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I said, you know, anytime you do single leg stuff, you really, really put the back at risk if you don't maintain really, really good form, keep the spine aligned properly. Because the hip girdle does that for you. But when you're doing one-legged stuff, it gets dicey.
Amen. Amen. I mean, you know, when you're calling all of the muscle groups, tendons, and ligaments on one side of the body, it puts a rotational force on the spine.
Right.
And God forbid you have vertebrae that move easily, like I do, L2B at the Cairo.
Hey, I know that you gave a special offer for the Blueprint on the last show. You extended it. But I know that you also got a lot of responses from that. So what's going on with the special offer for the Blueprint now? Is it gone?
Well, it's not entirely gone, no. I'm going to open it up here for, let's say, the first 2 weeks of June. They'll be able to get 2.0, 3.0, and the Blueprint Meteoric free when they subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. And, you know, that's a hell of a deal. 3.0 itself is, I think, $97 and worth every penny. To say nothing of the Meteoric and 2.0. So I hope guys avail themselves to it. It really is. It's enough training info to last a lifetime.
Yeah.
Huge statement. But the guys that have it, that's what they're telling me. That's not my opinion. It's theirs.
In fact, the first question today comes from Brian Gao, and he talks about that he's using Meteoric. I mean, he's using the Blueprint.
Yeah.
Anyway, correct me if I'm wrong, he says, but I feel there are three types of fatigue: muscle fatigue, cardiovascular fatigue, and neural fatigue. For instance, you can be unable to move a weight, out of breath, and feel like quitting all at the same workout. How do you identify which form is your current weakest link in any given workout? And how do you best combat its effects? P.S. Signed up for the whole year of the Blueprint Bulletin, and the links are golden. Also, plan on running the Meteoric ASAP.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you like the bulletin, Brian. And yeah, I do. I get feedback like that all the time about the links. What I think he's referring to is the low-cost shopping on equipment, supplements, etc. I do for my subscribers. So, you know, if anything does pique your interest, I make sure that you don't spend too much on the stuff. Guys really appreciate that. But with respect to fatigue, I would agree with your assessment. There are three types and add a fourth. The first is fatigue in the energy system of the cell, ATP, phosphocreatine system. The second system that can be exhausted is your VO2 max or cardiovascular fatigue. Third would be central nervous system fatigue and burnout in some cases. And the fourth, mental fatigue. So, you know, identifying which is your weakest link, it's relatively simple. exercise for me. Which one do you dread the most? For me, it's jogging, you know, any kind of long duration, low intensity cardio, you know, and you find that out by devoting a workout to each and then working through it. You know, how do you strengthen your weakest link? You train it.
Right.
It sounds, you know, it sounds simple.
Well, and I put up on Facebook, probably about a month or so ago, the fact that you don't want to do it means that you should. And I was talking about different types of training modalities. You know, some of us are like, I don't want to have to run. Well, maybe you should then. Oh, I don't want to have to sprint. Then you probably should. because if you don't want to do it, it means it's hard.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is, you won't do it. You know, unless you have somebody whispering in your ear, then you should do it. You probably won't. So, you know, it sounds simple, but in practice, it's anything but to train it. The reason why most systems, if you will, those energy systems go to hell is that most of the training systems out there focus on one at the exclusion of the others. In the Blueprint Meteoric, we train all of the various energy systems once every 7 days, and it is a head-spinning training template. And you will not be bored, I guarantee, with your training. And as you know, as I mentioned up front, you can get 2.0, 3.0, and the Meteoric for free right now when you sign up for the Bulletin.
Okay. The next question comes from Rick Pack. He says, do you think the upcoming anogenin, I think he's talking about laxagenin, isn't it? Oh, yeah, that's the name. I guess they're calling it anogenin by Blackstone Labs is legit laxagenin product. Yeah, I saw that. Aaron Singerman put on Facebook the other day that he was at the manufacturer watching them make his new laxagenin product. So
that had to be an interesting exercise.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're synthesizing it from dioxygenin.
I don't know. But I'm sure we can get him on the show to talk about it because I have a feeling they're going to talk about it. He's going to release the product on our show as well when it's available.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen any lab work on this, but I have a feeling it's legit. Blackstone is known for their cutting edge formulas that are true to label, and Razor's Edge is a good example of that. You know, you'll feel that being true to label. And now having said that, anogenin is a standalone laxagenin with 25 milligrams per capsule. Kind of refreshing to see it, them offer it as a standalone because it speaks to confidence in the product. What is important to understand here is this, what laxagenin is and isn't. It's what's referred to as an ectosterone analog, being structurally similar but not quite the same, and exerting many of the same effects. It does that at a lower dosing threshold, which is part of its appeal. It's also more economical to synthesize from dioxygenin versus extracting from plants. And curious note, laxagenin is present in Smilax, Siboldi, and our old friend, Tribulus.
Huh.
It's costly to extract, though, which is why it's synthesized. What laxagenin isn't? It isn't a hormone. It doesn't function as a pro-hormone or an anabolic. That means no quicks, weight gain, strength gains, no alpha male feeling, but also no shutdown post-cycle therapy necessary. My sense is that most will do best stacking this product with a pro-hormone, given they complement each other nicely, their mechanisms of action. So I hope that helps, Rick.
And they've got some great pro-hormones over there at Blackstone Labs, too. So
one-stop shop.
Yeah, there you go. Stack it with your laxagenin. Anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But before we do that, we want to remind everybody that if you go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint, if you go to the Carl Recommends area and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad, you can get not only the Blueprint Bulletin, but the Blueprint 2.0, 3.0, and Meteoric, plus a bunch of other free stuff that Rob gives away. And it's only for a short time that he's continuing to do this. So check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Brought to you by Predator Nutrition. Check them out. You know, Predator is the only company outside the United States that has stepped up and sponsored Supreme Radio. So whenever you have a chance, show them some love.
Hell of a company, too.
Yeah. The next question comes from Buck Van Leden. He says, man, Rob, you did it again. Tranquilogen is a masterpiece. At first, I was disappointed in TQ. To be honest, I took one pill a day, 5 days a week, did little to nothing for me. Then I decided to do some research on dosing and found your protocol on training days, five pre, five halfway through, five post, the workout with MPS, which is, Synthogen. I'm sorry, MASPRO Synthogen. And 1-1-1 TQ on off days, 3-3-3. MASPRO Synthogen and one TQ an hour before bedtime. I can really feel the difference. After an intense workout, I'm almost instantly get back to my normal mellow state instead of being on edge. And I sleep much better. Normally I sleep bad when I'm stressed, my CNS after working out hard. Not so on the new dosing protocol. No difference anymore between nights and on training days and non-training days. This is more than welcome for a father of two young daughters, three and one-year-old. Stress is my middle name these days. Thanks again for your weekly inspirations. I got your back again. Why don't we hear more about Tranquilogen? This is really interesting. So what is recommended on the bottle for Tranquilogen?
You know, I think it's one cap in the a.m. and one cap in the p.m.
But that's just like on average days, right? Or for non-training people in general.
Yeah, and you know, I need to take some of the heat for you know, people's initial bad experience with the product. And they're out there. You know, you don't hear a lot about them, but they're out there, and they were underdosing it. So now that they're dosing it correctly, more and more are finding out how good it really is. You know, what was the problem being everyone reacts, not everyone reacts rather the same way to rhodiola, right? Which is one of its key ingredients. It's a strong adaptogen, emphasis on strong, and it interfered with some people's sleep. So that was number one. You know, the culprit was rhodiola because it's an adaptogen that works to raise what's low and lower what's high. Now, in most people, that means it'll help them relax and wind down because they're stressed out of their gourd. In others, though, it imparts a slight energy-like effect, and the user need only determine which effect is present and adjust their dose timing. You know, second, it suffers from what I call Synthogen envy. Synthogen works so well for so many. It's hard to put anything else up against it. You know, what should be obvious with Tranquilogen is that two or three small caps yields a noticeable improvement, either standalone or with MPS. And that says a lot. You might want to check MuscleMass.com. They're going to be running a special on some sort on Tranquilogen soon. So check in there from time to time. My back, he asked about my back. It's much, much better today. It's on the mend. I trained this morning, and it's feeling much better.
Next question comes from Matt Beatty. He says, Rob, I've on this Triple X pineapple protein concoction. What is it? For about 2 weeks, and my response is, holy cow. Combined with Synthogen, I've gained size in the right places like never before. I'm kind of realizing I wasn't getting in enough calories, but this drink is another level. I've bulked up before, but nothing like this. What makes it so good, and where did you learn about it?
Yeah.
What is Triple X pineapple protein concoction?
Well, I didn't want to give away one of the ingredients because this was in my newsletter from my subscribers. You know, it's a good example of me giving them, you know, something for their investment in me. But what he's referring to, right, was something I dropped last month. And it's an incredible tip that's been lost to the mists of time. And it reliably puts muscle on the hardest of hard gainers. And ironically, all the ingredients are as close as your local grocery store. They're not only effective, they're good for you. It'll outperform any weight gainer and a lot of crappy pro hormones on the market any day of the week. How does it do that? It uses a very precise combination of macronutrients your muscles want to absorb, and there's a fat burning response effect at the same time. You know, can macronutrients really do that? You bet they can. And Matt's feedback isn't out of the norm. In fact, it's typical. So, you know, you slam two of those drinks a day, which are not absurdly high-calorie drinks, you know, that's going to see you quickly not only gaining muscle but dropping fat. And it takes a modicum of stimulation in the gym too, far less than is typical. I came into that observation myself, and then I started hearing it from my newsletter guys. So, end of the day, it's just one topic that's covered in every bulletin every month, and you got a new one every month. It's chock full of stuff like this.
All worth the time and effort and money that people pay for the bulletin. So check it out. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad. That's on the landing page for Rob Regish's product line there. So check that out.
Yeah.
Dan Zipiel says, longtime listener here, thinking of subscribing to the Bulletin. My question is, why don't you have a store with more products and supplements? Isn't this where the money is? I'm a believer in the power of information. Have almost all of your products, too. Not everything has been a home run, but I'd say 90% of it, which is damn good in my book. Consider starting a supplement line of your own. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, I understand, and I get these questions often, you know, the startup costs to starting your own supplement line are prohibitive. You know, it's not like back in the day, never mind the startup costs, but my God, the paperwork for the FDA and the FTC is insane. Now, having said that, I do formulate for both Mass and Predator over in the UK. We're working on a product together. So, I have slanted my business model more towards information because it's just infinitely more powerful. And in that respect, I have a ton of content, right? We have over 100 shows together, 100 Blueprint Power Hours.
It's amazing.
I've got, you know, over 20 newsletters, about 2 years worth, 4 books, 7 special reports, and a lot of my folks have asked for a central repository of all this stuff. And you'll be happy to know that we've done it. So here's a sneak peek. All of the following now appear in one place, or will shortly, on my website. You get over 100, right, Blueprint Power Hour episodes. There's a searchable database, a written record of every question asked on this show and every answer given. You know, you want to brush up on Sesame, you just punch that in the search engine. Brings up every word I've ever said about it. You're going to have every Blueprint Bulletin I've published, every special report I've done, and discounts on approved vendors. Here's a good one. We talked about Turkesterone on this show. I got a lot of feedback on that, a lot of questions. Well, you know, for people that are members, I have arranged for a 15% discount, and that's off their already lower prices. You know, 15% is nothing to sneeze at. And then finally, you know, the vault, as I call it, is only going to grow, right? Because we do 4 of these shows every month, a newsletter a month, new special reports every month. I could go on and on, but you get the picture. So in the coming weeks, I'm going to be hosting my first webinar on the slingshot cycle, where I'll speak not only to that training cycle, but what else is in store for the Blueprint Army. So, and it'll be free. So the asking price is good.
So just by being part of the Blueprint Bulletin group, you get all these things.
Yeah. And,
I'll tell you something else Rob is responsible for. So because he pointed out that anagenin, through his question, I've been texting back and forth with Aaron Singerman, who, by the way, they sold 1,500 bottles of stuff in the first 48 hours without a coupon code. Well, I just asked Aaron for a coupon code, and he said he's going to make one for the Superhuman Nation. So you can look at that as a result of Rob Regish talking about it on today's show, that there'll be a coupon code for those of you who want to try this stuff and save a few bucks. So there you go.
Yeah. Got a cult following, man. There's wise to do it.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, as you point out, you know, all this good stuff that people get for just signing up for the Blueprint Bulletin. So it's a very, very important step that people can make. And if you're not doing anything to change your outcome, how can you expect your outcome to change? You're not investing in your goal. So let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, let's see. It looks like we have a question from Panos Antanakos. Is that right? That's the next question?
Yeah, I got another one, too. I can email to
okay.
you.
Okay, yeah, send it on. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free. Along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. This question comes from Panos Antonakos. He says, I've been listening closely over the past several weeks and appreciate your openness and honesty about your career path. My question is, do you have any update as to where and what is going on?
Yeah. You know, I wish I could tell you, Panos, but there are some promising signs. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing here. You know, when I lost my job in insurance, it was understandably concerning. You know, normally when a man loses a job, he loses a lot more than a paycheck. He loses his sense of self. You know, I took a big financial hit, but never lost my self-identity. I always had Superhuman Radio and the people that listen to me here. And for that, I am very, very grateful. Now, over the past several months, I've tried to get back into insurance, but it's been really rough going. You know, nobody's hiring unless you want a commission-only sales job. And I've experienced nothing but closed doors. You know, one thing is for certain. It's going to be a long, long road. Now, the question is, do I really want to go back? You know, the money was great. The stress wasn't. you know, it'd be no exaggeration to say it almost killed me. So I'm not so certain not being able to get a job in that field is a bad thing. The problem being I have a 20-year history and resume that speaks to it. I'm on the cusp, though, of making this thing work, meaning the super, you know, blueprint bulletin, et cetera. If I can just continue to get more subscribers or otherwise get people interested in my products and services, I can keep this thing going and going strong. I will never stop doing it. The only question is whether or not I'll be able to do it full time. You know, thanks for asking, Panos. I hope I can look back a year from now and say I was able to pull it off. And I'm getting more and more confident that that's the case.
Okay, let's see here. I'm sorry for being ill-prepared. I'm doing three things at one time, as usual here.
I just emailed you a question from Justin.
Okay, so let me go there. Hold on. I don't think I have that yet.
Came in from Justin Curlin.
You wanna go ahead and you have it right there. You could read the question too if you want.
Yeah,
I'm waiting for it to come down. It hasn't come down to my computer yet.
He sent me a PubMed article on N-acetylcysteine and the fact that it does not affect glucose disposal right during prolonged moderate intensity exercise in humans. Mm-hmm. And he says, hey, you know, is it still worth taking this stuff post-workout for glucose disposal?
N-acetylcysteine. So, I didn't know that anybody took it for glucose effects.
I didn't either. I've never heard a claim.
I mean, I've heard N-acetylcysteine improve aerobic performance. I've heard it improve liver function through increased glutathione production. I've heard it used as a rescue drug in hospitals for acetaminophen poisoning, but they give it to you intravenously. They actually have a drug name for it, but I've never heard it used as a anti-diabetic / glucose disposal supplement.
Yeah, this was a new one on me. I had, as you pointed out, N-acetylcysteine is usually used in the treatment of liver insult.
Right.
And yes, it's a front line of defense for acetaminophen poisoning in this country. But again, as you pointed out, they do it intravenously. But it gives you some sense of the power of the compound. So notwithstanding the results of this study, NAC still has a place in and around your workout. Because although it has many other benefits, NAC is first and foremost, right? It builds glutathione levels, and glutathione is your body's most prolific endogenous antioxidant, and it pays dues to stock it deep. Linus Pauling said it on his deathbed: host cell resistance is the key. Now, there's a lot that goes into that, but glutathione levels are undoubtedly a major player. Some would argue the major player in staying healthy relative to insult. In that context, let's look at how powerful NAC is. When they exposed rats to cigarette smoke for 4 weeks, they also fed them a low-protein diet. The liver and lung glutathione levels were reduced from the diet and the smoking, and the oxidation levels were increased. However, there was no reduction in the liver or glutathione levels, or lung glutathione, when the diet was supplemented with NAC. So there you go. You know, they went from depleted levels of glutathione to, you know, didn't lose any. Liver failure, as we mentioned, due to acetaminophen poisoning, first line of defense. Beyond that, I should mention there's a link to antioxidant status, I'm convinced, and muscle growth. And no, it's not as profound as hormone levels, but yes, there is a relationship. I am absolutely convinced adequate antioxidant levels are instrumental, especially in keeping muscle on a diet, right? So it's secondary to intense exercise and dieting. It's an anti-catabolic more so than an anabolic, but every little bit helps. And I can vividly recall, AST Research's VioSilate product which was an antioxidant-based powder. Made a difference. So here's the bottom line. You know, if you're going to use something for glucose disposal, look into RALA.
Right.
You know, and
or berberine or something that we know is specifically for that.
Right. And take your 1 to 2 grams of NAC post-workout. And by the way, they both build glutathione levels, and they're excellent for the liver.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, I know you've gone really high in your dosing on NAC, right?
I've taken 4 grams 3 times a day just to see what happens. Okay, so one of the things that NAC is used for within the medical community is to dry a person out. If you're somebody who has problems with congestion,
yep,
due to excessive production of mucus, NAC is your friend. You only have to take about 1,500 milligrams 2 times a day. It will, if you take more, it will dry you out. I mean, it will give you cotton mouth dried out. That's how bad it'll work. They give it to people. In fact, we did a show about the potential for antioxidants to contribute to the formation of lung cancer in COPD patients. And the reason for that is that COPD patients have severe inflammation in their lungs, and they are prescribed N-acetylcysteine to help dry them out of mucus, because they have a hard enough time breathing, and then if they get congested, it can be life-threatening. So they give N-acetylcysteine to COPD patients to get to keep their mucus levels down so they don't get congested. Well,
yeah,
it's powerful for that. I mean, if you have seasonal allergies and one of those things is like your nose is always running, take a gram to 1,500 milligrams of N-acetylcysteine and wait about a half hour, and all of a sudden just watch everything dry out.
Yeah, I had a friend absolutely rave about it, and he was really struggling with allergies to the point where it was debilitating. He wouldn't go outside. You know, he was having issues with his work attendance. It was really causing a big, big problem. And I said, look, you know, this stuff's worth a shot. There's a lot of research showing that it works. But in particular for this, you know, for this stuff, for drying you out. Well, he took me up on it, and I saw him 3 days later, and he said, I'm cured. He says, I take this stuff, and he says, I don't sneeze, I don't cough, I don't get the allergic reaction from the pollen. If I do, it's so mitigated and dries them out so much. He says, I barely even notice it. So,
really?
You know, NAC is a great product. It very well may be the most important antioxidant that you have in your stack.
Okay.
And it's economical.
I got something exciting to say, but we're going to hold it till we come out of the break. I have a 15% off their Blackstone Labs new Laxogen end product.
Oh, super.
That's pretty substantial considering that it's about $60 a bottle. So
it's
meaningful. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about the 15% off. What is it called? Anogenin. From Blackstone Labs. And then we'll also talk about the Blueprint tip of the day. How's that sound, Rob?
Excellent.
Okay, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now SUPERHUMAN Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, Dr. Mike T. Nelson joins us to talk to us about testing protocols that you can use to make sure that your training is on track and going to yield benefits. Let's face it, most people hop from one thing to another because they're afraid that if they invest all this time, they'll get nothing out of it. Well, there's easy ways to figure that out along the journey. Before we go to the blueprint tip of the day, I can tell you that if you go to Blackstone Labs website and go to the store, it's blackstonelabs.co, not com, what you'll find is their new product, Anogenin, special price of $59.99 a bottle. If you use the coupon code SHR, that's all caps, SHR, you'll save 15% off as many bottles as you want to order of Anogenin. How's that sound, Rob?
It's fantastic. You know, Lactogenin's an interesting chemical. It was originally discovered in 1976 by V.N. Siroff, whose name is all over the ECDI research. And in this country, it was introduced in the early 90s. Via a company called Amino Discounters. Now, Amino Discounters was headquartered in Arizona and run by one Mark Thierman, who synthesized Lactogenin from Diosygenin. Now, we spoke before about how it's naturally present in Smilax siboldi as well as Tribulus. The problem is extracting Lactogenin from those plants is prohibitively expensive, which is why most people synthesize it. So You know, when I used it, it was fantastic. It was probably the best recuperation agent you could use at the time. It was just amazing. And there were 5 milligram tabs. You know,
so this is 25 milligrams.
Yeah, these are 25 milligrams. So, you know, you're not, it's not going to take many. I don't know how many they have per bottle, but it's not going to take many.
It looks like 60. It looks like there's 60 caps per bottle.
Yeah, you know, guys are going to do real good on that.
So that's enough for 2 months if you're just taking 25 milligrams a day, right?
Yeah, or, you know, a full month if you're double dosing.
Yeah. They actually have videos. They actually have videos behind the scenes at Blackstone Labs, the making of Anagenin. They have the videos of making the product, Aaron and PJ Bronner in that as well. So you can go there and actually see the video of the production line. I think that's pretty cool. Talk about transparency.
1,500 bottles, man. That's huge.
Yeah, in less than 48 hours. And I predict it's going to keep going like that. All right, let's do the blueprint tip of the day, Rob Regish. Appetite suppression, is it the holy grail of fat loss? What do you think?
Well, you know, at its simplest, fewer calories consumed, right, below maintenance equals weight loss. And, of course, nobody ever quantifies, though, how much is muscle and how much is fat. But most people are so desperate, they don't care. They just don't care. They just want to see the numbers on the scale going down. And of all the ways to do that, restricting your calories seems to be the easiest. Now, it sure beats that hard work thing, at least in the minds of the public. A lot easier to go without than hop on the treadmill or, God forbid, lift weights.
Isn't that funny that people will do anything not to work hard?
Yeah, and I don't know. So they diet. And they can do it for a little bit, but there's a problem, and it's this: your appetite. Most people simply don't have the discipline to push away from the dinner table and stay away from the fridge or otherwise shut their pie hole. And those that do can only do it for so long. So without exercise, it's a long-term losing proposition, and I'm not talking about losing weight. So they turn to products to dampen their appetite. These have taken various forms over the years, but in general, the granddaddy of them all are stimulants. You know, any good stimulant will suppress your appetite, from caffeine to ephedrine to methamphetamine on one end of the scale. You know, you need only look at those people though to see the proof that they don't carry much fat. Of course, it usually isn't a very pretty picture because they don't carry much muscle either.
Right, exactly.
Personally, I found most of the OTC appetite suppressants lacking. You know, sure, ephedrine caffeine is effective, but you can only take so much of that stuff, and you can't take it close to bedtime. And that's where a certain acid reducer that I've spoken to here has proven so useful. And I've developed a protocol for it in my fast fat loss special report, and it's of all the special reports that one goes the fastest. I don't know why. The key is that it can be used with stims or without, meaning this acid reducer, ideally standalone later in the day where it won't disturb your sleep. Appetite suppressants though are just part of the picture. You really need to tend to preserving or even building lean body mass via other means, and chief among them being resistance training. You know, no resistance, no or little muscle tissue. So without that, you're going to look like a crack addict, not healthy. You know, and without cardio, you're going to miss out on improving your heart, lungs, and accelerating fat loss created by that energy deficit. You know, for every diet, there's an anti-catabolic effect that fails with time. And this is precisely why I recommend calorie and macronutrient cycling in conjunction with heavy, time-efficient loading techniques like static holds, heavy static holds, and like, you know, training modalities that are heavy. You're using an extremely heavy weight in the strongest range of motion. a heavier weight than you're going to use in your full range movement. So, you know, it's always an integrated approach. Never is it a one-shot deal like appetite suppressants. Now, I'm going to speak to appetite suppressants because that's the topic of this tip of the day. So I'll end it with this. The absolute best appetite suppressant I've ever come across was Wellbutrin.
Really?
It's a medication.
It's an antidepressant.
Yeah. Now, different than most of the antidepressants, it is not a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It doesn't work on serotonin. It works on it builds levels of dopamine, epinephrine, and norepinephrine in the brain. But it doesn't result in a speedy type of effect. It does result in absolutely crushing the appetite. Now, you know, RX drugs, you know, they got their downsides. I'm no fan. You know, if you need them to get through a rough patch, maybe, but long term, it's bad. Wellbutrin stresses the liver. And over time, it's just a band-aid fix for what's really wrong. It does leave some tantalizing clues, though, as to the same mechanism of action some natural products can work through. In fact, if you combine that little piece of information with the mechanism that the OTC acid reducer I mentioned uses, you arrive at one incredible appetite suppressant. So my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers are going to be the first to hear about that once it's ready. But they're also going to hear the truth. Reducing your appetite is just part of the jigsaw puzzle that is fat loss. So, you know, they're also going to get a comprehensive overview of the training and diet to use along with that supplement protocol to pull this off. Here's the bottom line. Appetite suppressants should only be used short-term, if at all, typically at the tail end of a dieting cycle. And I'll be teaching all about that in the future issue of my newsletter and maybe a webinar. So it's exciting stuff, and I hope some of you come on board for the ride. You know, this is an incredible field because we've had our thermogenics, right? We've had our unspecified metabolic elevators. What was that DNP type supplement? I forget the name of it. Usnic acid.
Right.
You know, we've had those. What we really haven't had yet is an effective appetite suppressant. But again, it's not everything. It is an adjunct that you can use, though. And I'm convinced the last 2 weeks of a diet are where to put it, because let's face it, that's when you need the most help.
Yeah. I gotta be honest, but I'm not a fan of taking Wellbutrin as a diet, you know, appetite suppressant. I mean, Wellbutrin is given to people for a variety of addictive behaviors, including cigarette use.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would never recommend to anybody that they would use Wellbutrin for appetite suppression. Because it's one of those antidepressants that has a lot of other side effects associated with it.
Yeah, no physician is ever going to prescribe it for appetite suppression.
Don't say that, because they may someday. You'll see, because the pharmaceutical industry is looking for all different ways to cash in on the diet industry. So,
wow. Well, like I said, tantalizing clues left by this one. The dopamine, the epinephrine, the norepinephrine, elevated levels lead to crushed appetite. Yeah. And it seems to do this well into the evening. So there are natural products out there that do it. I'm not saying they do it as well, but they do it. So more info forthcoming. Yeah. On that exciting stuff.
And that will be in the Blueprint Bulletin, I take it, right?
Yeah, that and a lot of other, you know, very out-of-the-box, unorthodox stuff. And be on the lookout for that webinar coming up. It's free.
Do you know when it? Did you say when it was going to be, and then I missed the date, or you haven't planned? You haven't specified the date yet.
Within the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
We're just putting the finishing touches on it right now. We're going to discuss how to get an effective workout in 30 minutes or less, and the slingshot cycle, which generated a lot of interest here. If you recall, you know, I had specified, the use of red yeast rice.
Right.
During a brief window in your training such that it increases muscle tissue breakdown. And if you look at steroids, one of the clues that they leave is that they accelerate the entire protein turnover cycle, which is to say they increase both breakdown and synthesis or building up. Now, obviously in favor of the latter, but it's worth noting they accelerate both sides of that coin. And there are natural products that do it as well.
Right. Very, very cool. Rob, yeah. Always great information, compelling information, make people stop and think more. And you can learn more by going to superhumanradio.com. Look in the Carl Recommends area for Rob Regish's page, which let's see what it's listed as. It's listed as Rob Regish's Blueprint. Yeah. Blueprint.
Yeah.
And by going there, you can click the Blueprint Bulletin banner ad, sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, and get all those goodies for free that Rob is giving away right now when you sign up for the Blueprint Bulletin, and get this kind of stuff in your inbox. I mean, what gets better than that?
Well, it's not only this kind of stuff. It's even edgier stuff.
Right.
And that's what I strive to bring my customers every month.
And remember, if you go to blackstonelabs.co and want to buy their anogenin product, which is their 25 milligrams of laxogenin per capsule, 60 caps, it's there for $59.99 or $60. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Check it out. Rob, thanks a lot for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Carl. Okay.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dr. Mike T. Nelson. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice Medicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
lead. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
You know what it is when it is when we do what we do.
Welcome back.
If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low.
You know, I've talked about consistency on this show over and over again, but it's hard for people to be consistent because they don't have a mechanism to really keep track of their progress. Progress is not something that you can always see in front of your face. Testing protocols to determine if what you're doing is working for you or working at all is critical for you to stay the course. My next guest is Dr. Mike T. Nelson, and recently he gave a talk at PaleoFX specifically about this topic, and that is, simple testing protocols for better results. How you doing, Mike?
Doing good. How are you today, Carl?
Good, good. So you train athletes and average individuals who desire a certain level of physical preparedness and physical fitness. Was this a necessity for you to be able to assess if you were working with people in a way that was productive for them or to keep them focused?
Actually, both. So, you know, what I did years ago, which I think is what most people do, and I think it works pretty good, is that I would, you know, spend time and write specific training programs, and I would include progressive overload, you know, in every program. But the downside was I could have a couple exercises that I would kind of track, but if I looked out over a much longer period, say a year or 2 years, and the person had a fair amount of exercises that they were doing, especially if you get into more, you know, fitness or physique competitors, you know, if you're a power lifter and you compete, let's say, once a year, you can look and go, well, my squat, bench, or deadlift did this.
Right.
But if you're more aesthetic goals, it gets to be a lot messier. So I needed a way to try to figure out, and also in my own training, you know, was, you know, I actually getting better at the clients I was training? Was I actually applying at least the basic principle of overload, you know, over time and see how that was working?
So give us an example of some of these testing protocols and what instances they would be used.
Yeah, so at its basic level, we want to look at the stimulus and then the response, right? So we would look and say, well, there's a whole bunch of different ways that we can, you know, stimulate the body, and then we want to look to see what actually happened after we did that, right? And I had to go back and sort of look at physiology and be like, okay, because the hard part I realize is with when you work with clients is that in essence, they only have so much capacity, you know, for change. If you give them this quote-unquote perfect program that has like the 49 different things that they have to follow this week, it's probably not going to happen. So for their time invested, you know, what was the top, you know, three or four things they should be focusing on? And if you look in the literature, you find that the old basic, you know, progressive overload is by far the biggest thing for both muscle strength and also hypertrophy. And what's interesting is that they did some rat studies years ago where they had the little rats, two different models. The one model is where they actually had a squatting rat. They had this little cute little harness for them and stuff, and then they would shock them to get them to squat.
Right, right.
But, and that way they could add a little bit more weight, you know, to the rat, have them do exercise and see what would happen. The other method is where they actually go in surgically, and they cut one of the tendons in the lower leg.
They cause overload by doing this, right?
Yep.
Right.
They cause massive amounts of overload because now, you know, much less musculature is taking that exact same amount of load.
Right.
And then they did all sorts of horrible little things to the poor guys. They castrated them. They cut out their hypothalamus. They put them on low-protein diets, all this stuff. But what they found is if you applied a huge amount of overload to the muscle, that muscle actually still got bigger. They had all sorts of little other complications, but in terms of a pure muscle hypertrophy and strength, it's overload that is by far the primary thing. And when I started working with clients, the first question that I ask now is I look to see, have they been doing more progressive overload over time? And, I mean, just go to most commercial gyms and look around to see if anyone even writes anything down while they're there. And it's pretty rare that they do. And even if they do, are they tracking that over time to see, are they primarily doing more volume, which is just the amount of work done, right? So your sets times your reps times the weight. Are they doing more intensity, so the more formal definition, which is just the percentage of your one rep max,
right?
So the amount of weight that you're moving. And then the third one would primarily be density, the volume divided by the time. So even if you were doing the same amount of work, if you could do it in less time, that would be a positive adaptation via density. And so then the tracking allows you to track actually all three of those at the same time.
Wow.
So I can pull up and look at any exercise, let's say conventional deadlift, and say, oh, wow, you know, last week you did this amount of volume, this weight, and it took you this amount of time to perform this amount of reps. So I actually tracked all three of them at the same time, even though the programs I write may only have a focus on one particular one. You know, maybe this week is only overload-based. You know, next week we'll bump the weight. Maybe the third week we'll do more density. But I want to see how those are changing over time. And in general, all those should generally be going up. They're not going to be nice, neat linear responses over time.
Well, and that leads me to an interesting question. I think interesting, but is there a pattern that you see where one precedes the other? You know, we've always talked about how the age-old argument: does strength precede hypertrophy? Does hypertrophy precede strength? Has been one that has been taken from every angle, and we still don't know the real answer. I mean, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld probably has put more perspective on this than any individual out there. But so do you see any patterns where you one goes first and the others follow so that people can take a deep breath and go, okay, I have to be patient?
Yeah, so to answer the first part of the question, I'll answer it this way and then I'll get back to the strength versus hypertrophy. So the pattern that I tend to see for overload, and I got this from Dave Delanave, who helped create some of the software, is that usually you will see progress in volume, more volume, more volume, then density, then intensity. So if you were to take everyone and pool them all together, that's the general pattern that you'll see in terms of the overload. And
so, wait, I want to make sure I'm clear on this. So what you're saying is what happens first is their ability to increase the volume of training, which means, but you said not density, because what you're saying is they can train for longer periods of time.
Yeah, so real simple, like a very simple program that works well. So when I have people do volume work, I actually will specify a rep range, and almost vast majority of the time their rest is very complete rest. So even if they're doing, let's say, the old school, you know, deadlift with sets of five, week one maybe three sets of five, you know, week two, four sets, and then week three, five sets. But the amount of time it takes to complete them, I don't really care that much. I just want them to get in high-quality work.
Right.
And if that means they have to rest 4 minutes, you know, between set three and then maybe if they do set four to get five reps, cool, that's fine.
Right.
Because my goal is to get high-quality work and for them to do more work. I'm not that concerned about the density at that point.
Right.
But then let's say the next week they repeat the three-set version, and I say, now I want you to try to do that amount of work in about 5 to 10% less time. So that would be a progress then in density. They did the same amount of work, the same volume, but now they're just doing it in a little bit less time.
Right, right. Doing it faster. So capacity precedes density.
Yeah, that's just what I found, and it kind of makes sense if you think about it, right?
So yeah, it does.
The more work you can do, even if you have to rest long between it, right? So if you have someone who works up to, let's say, eight sets of five, that they could probably do some pretty good density for that with only, like, say, five sets, right? Because they
right.
have that, I guess you could use a lack of a word, work capacity, even though when they're doing the volume, I'm just looking at what's the amount of work that they can do, right? Because if I start cutting their rest periods really short, I may get a temporary bump in density, but they're obviously not going to do as much sheer volume at that point, right? Because they're fatigued, right? So it's pick one that you want to focus on, and then they're all related to each other, right? And powerlifters have known this for years. So you see guys who will do sub-max work, but for very high volumes, what they found was they got stronger doing it, right? Even once they got back to doing a one rep max and assuming their, you know, technique is good and that type of thing.
Now, is that a good argument for doing the type of training periodically, to do periodized training where you're doing higher volume, less intense work, sparing the central nervous system, but actuating more muscle volume activity?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. And it makes sense, right? So if you're going to do fast sprints, you're not going to be able to do a huge amount of volume of them,
right?
Anyone who's gone to the gym and says, all right, we're going to do a true one rep max and we're going to do 10 of them, oof, you know, you may get 10, but even then, your volume is still pretty low compared to even a 5x5 type routine where you're doing half, you know, that amount maybe in weight.
Right, right. Very good.
And it's not as, you know, neurologically
taxing
intensive either.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to pick it up and see what happens after capacity increases. What are some of the next steps? And we can also talk about the hypertrophy versus strength increases, which precedes which. The website is MikeTNelson.com. If you'd like more, you can go there and get 6 free fat loss videos. Check it out. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Scientists around the world confirm the vital importance of redox signaling to cell health. ICEA is the first and only stable, perfectly balanced mixture of these redox signaling reactive molecules that exist outside of living cells and can be used to help maintain proper balance inside the body to support the immune system, recovery, and the healing process. To learn more about ICEA and what it can do for you, go to superhumanradio.com and click the ICEA banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first six-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Girl, shake that love it, love it.
Welcome back. We're talking with Mike T. Nelson about simple protocols for testing yourself, your clients. Before we get back into this discussion, this software, is it available right now, or is it something that you exclusively use and you're not ready to turn it loose?
Oh, no. It was made by Dave Delnavi, and it's called Adaptifier. And pretty much anyone can use it. It's like a small nominal fee.
Is it an app yet?
I don't know if there's an app version or not. It's Adaptifer. I spelled it right, F-I-E-R.
I got to check it out. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So you could use it for your clients, yourself, whoever you want. That's it.
Yep, you can use it for yourself. There's a feature on there that I use that allows me to see what my clients have logged in. So I can go in there and look and see what they've done. And the really nice part is, like I said, it tracks volume, density, and intensity. And it'll track that per exercise. So I'm pretty big on having a wide variety of exercises. And I can go in and look and say, what was their PR on Jefferson deadlifts? And it'll bring up Jefferson deadlift and, you know, every parameter that they've ever done on that particular lift.
Now, let's get back to this discussion. So capacity increases first. Does density increase second? Or and if so, should that be the goal? Should you try to get your capacity increase first, training for longer periods of time, doing more work? Then the second step should be to do that work in a shorter, an ever-shortening period of time?
Yep, that's exactly what I find. So if you were to write just a very basic, let's say, 4 to 5 week program, weeks 1 through 3 would be progressive overload via volume. So usually I just have people add one more set. And then the 4th week would be more density-based. So repeat, let's say, your 3 sets, but now try to do them in a little bit less time. And then the last week would be just bump up the weight for another volume progression.
So once you get people doing the new amount of work in a shorter period of time, therefore contributing to density, where do you take them from there?
It's kind of a sort of just an upward type thing. And then the exercises will also start to rotate a little bit. Some people can get away doing, let's say, back squats, you know, pretty high frequency for long periods of time. And other people, their joints start, you know, bugging them and that type of thing. So you get into rotating them. They may be doing front squats for a while or goblet squats or something that's a little bit similar but not quite the same. And thus, their overload for that exercise is going to change a little bit. So most people are going to be stronger in back squats than front squats. So I look at it from a per exercise basis, and then you can just, you know, track the overload per exercise.
Interesting.
I tried doing it for a while where I didn't rotate exercise as much, and yeah, very few people could do it for long periods of time without a lot of joint pain.
Yeah, interesting. So trying to anticipate and harness this approach, it sounds to me that someone should pick a series of exercises, a series of perhaps multi-joint compound movements, and execute those, and over time, train longer, doing more sets and reps. Then once they get to, let's say, increasing their capacity by, let's just pick a number, 20%. Mm-hmm. They're now doing 20% more sets and reps, regardless of how long it takes them to do. They start keeping track of how long it takes them to do that. Then they gently start shortening the time that it takes them to do it by resting less, but maintaining the same volume of work in shorter time, ergo increasing density. Once they're back to the original training period, let's say the original training period was 45 minutes. They gently extended that to 60 minutes. Then to make it increase density, they start doing that same work that they're achieving in 60 minutes and slowly backing it down to being able to do it in that 45 minute window. Once they get to that point, then they would extend the work again and for back to 60 minutes. You see what I'm saying? Like an accordion, they would just keep on oscillating that approach back and forth. Does that make sense?
Yep. And so when they repeat it again, they would be able to use a heavier load, right? Because they've gotten stronger. And I actually track it not so much on total time to complete a session, but per exercise. I just find that that's a little bit more specific. So if you're doing deadlifts, you would track a density number for your conventional deadlifts, volume, and that type of thing. So that way, when you change your program in the future, you already have those markers per exercise, not per routine.
Which leads me to the next question. Does this approach lend itself better to body part training, back day, chest day, you know, leg day, or does this approach lend itself to whole body routines, or does it matter?
It doesn't matter. I mean, the principles are all the same. It works for either one. My bias for most people is to do more compound lifts, more overload via that method. But even if I have like a physique competitor, their basic program is usually, you know, 2 to 3 days of more strength work and then 2 to 3 days of more hypertrophy, higher rep type work. I usually will split those out on separate days. Because what I found is that most people could take a strength-based program and drop in sort of what I call the old-school dude bra, you know, bodybuilding-type training. And they could easily add one or two more days of that to an existing program. But trying to add more strength-based work to programs is usually much more difficult.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's just what I've seen. And that kind of gets into the next part, too, about I use heart rate variability to monitor that response to see
and this how is, that this affects is a, this their is training. A, this is an important part of the discussion. In the first half of the show, one of the listeners to the Blueprint Power Hour asked a question about various types of fatigues. And one of them, they said cardiac fatigue, which Rob Regish really didn't speak to per se. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you that some of my earliest research, because I had developed a heart problem at 39, is in this area. And I can absolutely assure you that your heart's ability to do work will impact your ability to lift heavy weights. And what I mean by that is there is a feedback loop that protects the heart from you killing yourself. When you get to a point where your heart says, we are now treading into a dangerous threshold, the brain automatically shuts down muscle groups and you protect the heart by becoming weaker. This is a fact that's been proven in science. So there absolutely is a value to doing things that improve both eccentric and concentric hypertrophy and volume of the heart's ability to pump.
Yeah, because if you look at an example of that would be exercise, right? As far as I know, and I'm sure it's probably been documented in some weird offshoot, you know, case study, but you don't routinely hear about healthy people exercising to the point where they had cardiac problems, right, where they had decreased blood flow to part of the heart. I mean, you can have disease processes that can mess with all that kind of stuff, but in a healthy person, right, you're designed so that your performance is going to be limited before you're going to hopefully do any damage to yourself.
Right, right, exactly. All right, so let's take it to the next step now. Let's talk about heart rate variability. Well, no, let's take a 30-second early break here. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will then talk about heart rate variability and how that figures into the equation. We're talking with Mike T. Nelson. His website is MikeTNelson.com. Dr. Mike T. Nelson, I should say. If you go to his website, you can get 6 free fat loss videos. And let's face it, everybody's looking for ways to lose fat, no matter how in shape you are. So check that out. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free.
All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, this happens once in a while. For some reason, music doesn't want to play. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the home of glitches in the computer. We're here with Mike T. Nelson talking about some simple testing protocols to tell whether or not you are having the progress that you are looking for, your clients are looking for in the gym. But before we went into the break, we mentioned heart rate variability. This is a big one. This is something that is actually kind of polarizing. There are some people out there who think that heart rate variability is meaningless and others who say it is a great indicator of where you are in your training, overtraining scheme of things. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I actually find it's extremely useful. I started researching it probably about 7 years ago, and at that time they didn't have the portable monitors now that you can run through your phone, so it was very limiting, you know, getting people to come to the lab, and the equipment was, you know, thousands of dollars. Now what's really cool is you can get very simply a daily heart rate variability number from just your smartphone. Having said that, I think there's kind of a fair amount of misinformation about it and what the limits are and how to make sure that the measurements you're taking are actually representative of what's going on. And HRV can tell you stress levels, but that could be from your boss yelling at you at work. It could be from training. It could be from lack of sleep. So it's not sort of a panacea that's going to tell you everything that's going on. It's just like the analogy you've used, which I really like. It's just like an indicator on your dash, right? It's kind of like the RPM level of your car.
Right.
It gives you information. If you're the driver, you can still decide how you want to drive, right? It's not dictating the car speed. It's just giving you more information.
Right, right. So, and you're right. There are new heart rate variability monitors built into your iPhone and Android using the light that's used for the flash in the camera. You put your fingertip on it, huh?
Yeah, I played around with a few of those. I personally haven't found that those are super accurate. There may be some that are, you know, more accurate now. I just haven't played around with a lot of them to know, to be honest.
Okay. All right, so where does heart rate variability fit into this, what the scenario that we gave before, right? You increase your capacity, then you gently decrease the time of your workout, maintaining the same amount of work by increase and thus increasing density. What does heart rate variability tell us in the scope of these two paradigms?
Yeah, so the nice part is that if we go back to what we talked about is that looking at training, that's the stimulus, right, we were talking about. And what you really want to know is you want to know what is the response of your body. And, of course, if you're monitoring overload over time, you'll know if you're getting stronger,
right,
increased work capacity, all that kind of stuff. What heart rate variability tells you is it's the branch of the nervous system. It's a blend between parasympathetic versus sympathetic. And heart rate variability tells you kind of in essence where you are. So you can see if your body is becoming more stressed over time or not. So what I do with people that are new is once they have a pretty good baseline of HRV, because that's going to be different for everyone, so it's going to take 2 to 4 weeks just to get a good baseline, you know, to know where they're at. Then I usually set them up on a testing program where, let's say they go to the gym Monday, they're going to do a fair amount of strength work. So their reps are going to be within the 2 to 4, maybe 5 rep range at the very most. And then they'll have the next 2 days off, and I'm monitoring their heart rate variability to see what happens with that. So they'll have, let's say, Tuesday and Wednesday off. They'll come back to the gym Thursday, and this time I'm going to have them do a pure hypertrophy type old school work, right? So 10 to 15 rep range.
Right.
And monitor their HRV for the next 2 days. And that's going to give me a pretty good idea of how they respond to strength work versus hypertrophy work. And then I can add that into the progressions you talked about before for volume, density, and intensity, because now I have a pretty good idea of how much of that they can handle. If I see a drop after the strength day, I'm not going to set them up on a program that is doing strength work 4 days a week.
Right.
Right. I may do 1, maybe 2, knowing that it's going to drop a little bit, and that's okay, but I'm not going to, you know, overload them with that. And I may have more, you know, hypertrophy work, again, depending upon their goals. And then over time, so let's say they're doing more volume work for strength, and then they're doing some hypertrophy work, I'll monitor the long-term baseline of their HRV. And usually I find hypertrophy work is about even, or sometimes you'll get a slight bump in HRV, and strength work may drop it a little bit. So in a perfect world, I want to see increases in overload, and I want to see their HRV staying, you know, about the same or maybe drop a little bit, and then have them do a deload. It'll come back up and then repeat that again.
Interesting. And, you know, for those of you who are listening to this, and especially we're getting a lot of newer listeners that are tuning in for more of the health side of Superhuman Radio, you cannot expect to affect your health and longevity without the type of training that builds lean muscle and builds strength. And if you're going to do it, you want to do it the most efficient way possible. You don't want to spin your wheels and waste a lot of time. And this type of testing discussion is something that can benefit the uninitiated. And also, those out there who spend a lot of time in the gym now, if you're not seeing the progress that you want, these types of tests can tell whether what you're doing for yourself is working right. Right, Mike? I mean, because let's face it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the reason why people get frustrated with training in general.
Yeah, and when I first started doing this, I did it on only more, I would say, more advanced athletes. And my initial thought was that's all I was ever going to use it for. And about 8 months ago, I actually switched. So anyone who works with me, so on distance stuff over the internet, I pay for the HRV and I send them the info and have them set up on it, even if they're, you know, relatively new to training, because I found that the information I got from it was so useful. And a lot of people who are more newer to training are, you know, a lot of times oblivious to the outside stresses that they have going on in their life. And they start a new training program and they read something and go, oh, wow, 5x5 is like the thing to do, so I'm going to do that 4 days a week. And after 4 weeks, they're like, man, I didn't really make much progress. My joints hurt. Ah, I'm like angry all the time and I don't feel good. And they just completely overloaded their body with too much stress. And they didn't have a way to check to see that that was going on until they kind of felt pretty bad, you know.
And by then, and by then it's too late. By then you've done some damage.
You're backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you really, the goal is to kind of is to tease overtraining, but not get into that position where you're overtrained, because then you're going to hit a wall.
Yep, and that's ideally, I want to see clients doing a little bit more and just making nice, slow, continual, steady, you know, progress. I mean, you can push things. So, for example, especially in density, you can push people pretty hard, I've noticed, for about 1 to 2 weeks, and they'll make some pretty massive increases in density. But weeks 3, 4, and 5, doesn't really go nearly that well. But if you go just enough, in theory, it's not a binary approach, but in theory, you would go just enough to get, you know, whatever threshold response is to get that positive adaptation, and then no more. Doesn't work quite that way in the real world, but it's an exponential thing, right? So if you could go to the gym tomorrow and do 3 times as much work as the day before, you're not going to get 3 times better results, right?
Yeah, right.
You may get a little bit better, but you're not going to get like 3 times the effect, right? So
right.
It's a diminishing returns.
Interesting. And how does this all weigh into the whole strength versus hypertrophy? I want to work that into the discussion here.
Definitely.
Because everybody has different goals, right? But no one wants to be super strong and spindly looking. Everybody wants to look strong if they are strong, right?
Yep. So the best analogy I heard from that, I originally heard it years ago from Eric Cressy, and I'm not sure if he got it, if it was from him or for who it was, but the relationship between hypertrophy and strength is kind of described as the size of the glass versus the water in the glass. So you can think of the glass as the strength of the person, and hypertrophy is the amount of fluid that you can put in it. Mm-hmm. So if you have a small glass, you can maybe hold, you know, 500 milliliters, right, of fluid. But if I get a bigger glass now, that 500 milliliters may only fill it about halfway.
Right.
Right. So if I increase your strength, you now have a greater capacity for hypertrophy. And vice versa, we know that just from basic muscle physiology, a bigger cross-sectional area, all things being equal, is going to be a stronger muscle too. So there's a definitely a nice relationship between the two. And if you look at, you know, say, natural bodybuilders, you know, all the top guys that I know are very, very strong. You know, I don't know very many of them that I would consider, you know, not too strong.
Right.
So in the real world, it you know, transfers too.
But there is sometimes there are guys who look a lot stronger than there are, and vice versa.
Definitely.
There are a lot of guys who you don't look at them and think, wow, I can't believe that guy. I mean, Eric Cressy is a perfect example, since you raised his name. You know, Eric doesn't necessarily look like a super-duper strong guy, but he is.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people always say to me, when I do leg work, and even my son said this, he said to me, my God, your legs don't look that strong. And they are. So do you have to train differently if your goals are strength versus hypertrophy, or is there some sort of point where they come together where you can find a sweet spot?
Yeah, I think you have to find the sweet spot. So I worked with a natural bodybuilder guy, and the program that we had him on that worked the best was we tested him for strength, tested him for hypertrophy, and with strength work, it was pretty taxing. His HRV would tend to drop. So we actually cut back on his strength work on compound exercises, and I had him switch to do them actually on his hypertrophy days. So he would start off with like a compound lift, like a deadlift, maybe in the 3 to 5 rep range, and then after that would be more hypertrophy stuff, 8 to 15 reps. And he was doing, you know, 4 to 5 days a week, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 pounds of volume a day, and, you know, did really well. Other people, that level of volume just crushes them. So I think it has to be tailored to the individual and how much, you know, stress that they can handle, what type of stress. And then, of course, obviously their goals. You know, if you have a power lifter, you're going to do everything you can to get those extra strength days in there. You know, if you could take a power lifter and get him to train pure strength work one more day a week for a year, that's like 52 extra sessions over the course of a year. So I think it does depend on their goal. And, you know, back to your point about, you know, people can be very strong who may not look particularly strong. You know, a lot of that can be related to, you know, their nervous system, mm-hmm. and especially muscle attachment points because of the biomechanical levers. Very small changes in where that muscle attaches can result in pretty massive differences in the loads that they can lift.
Interesting.
Even if you were to put the exact same size muscle onto it, right, because of mechanical advantage.
Wow, I never realized. I never gave the whole leverages and kinesiology side of that much thought.
Yeah, it can make a pretty massive difference. And you see this when you go to, like, say, a powerlifting meet, especially in weight classes. I mean, you'll see, you know, guys and gals there that, you know, walking around the street, you're like, they don't look that big. And then they lift, like, just these huge, monstrous loads. And, you know, a lot of that's training and nervous system and everything. But, you know, some of that may be, you know, genetically from just having better muscle attachments than somebody else, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the discussion. We're talking with Dr. Mike T. Nelson about ways to test your progress, make sure that you are really on track to making progress. If you go to his website, miketnelson.com, you can download 6 free fat loss videos to help lead you to a leaner, prettier you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection? Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here. Splice with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, information, check out GetDS.com.
PowerBlock dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new PowerBlock barbells that turn your PowerBlock dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert PowerBlock dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I have a theory I want to run by you.
Yeah, I like your theories.
Yeah, right. You're being nice. Okay, so I've had to change the way I train. You know, I'm going to be 56 in a couple of weeks, and I'm not crying the blues. I'm still just as strong as I've ever been, even with torn hamstrings and rotator cuff problems and everything else that pains and aches me. I backed off of my volume a little bit, and then I backed off of my intensity and increased the volume, and I've been experimenting. And what I've come to a conclusion that I want to kind of kick around. So we talk about muscle tone or the tonic state of muscle. And when we talk about muscle tone or the tonic state of muscle, what we're really talking about is neural impulses that keep a muscle. Okay, so the analogy I'd like to throw out there is this. You've got a car. It's an automatic transmission. You're sitting in neutral. There's no load on the engine. And if you take your foot off the brake, the car won't roll. You put the car into drive, and now there is, let's say, for lack of better terms, tone through drive force being pushed to the back wheels. If you take your foot off the brake, it starts to roll. So it's preloaded, if you will. So I like to think of the tonic state of muscle as muscle that has very, very slight impulse, keeping it taut, not flaccid, and kind of preloading it. Are you cool with that idea?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Okay. So we all talk about training to not overtraining. And I hearken back to wiser men than myself, like Vince Gironda and Lee Haney, and even to a discussion that was had at the backstage at the Olympia between Porter Cottrell and Lee, why can't I think of Lee, Labrada. And Lee said to Porter, he doesn't train past the pump. Once the muscle feels a pump, he says he quits before the next set gets him to a point where he can no longer feel the pump. And I would submit that the pump is not only a result of muscle congestion, but the tonic state of that muscle keeping it congested, keeping it readied. Kind of if you were ever a kid and your father let you have his car on a Friday night and one of your friends taught you how to power brake, where you held the brake and the accelerator at the same time and the back wheel would just start spinning. This is the state of the pump, in my opinion, in the muscle. So, with all of that back discussion, is it possible that this notion of training up to feeling the pump and not losing that, but being able to walk out of the gym and feel that pump for longer may actually be the sweet spot where the tonic state of muscle is engaged but not exhausted, indicating that the peripheral nervous system, more specifically, has plenty of neurotransmitters left where it's kind of keeping these muscles engaged, as opposed to training past that to sheer exhaustion of the muscle and the central and the peripheral nervous system. And that is the sweet spot. Training up to that pump and not beyond it could actually be the most productive, acute way of telling if your training is going to pay off or not.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very interesting. I mean, I would say definitely that's more for, you know, physique competitors for related to hypertrophy and that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets back to a little bit of the studies they've done with looking at central versus peripheral fatigue, right? So
right.
even you know, people say, oh, well, I just, you know, neurologically, I just feel burnt out. It's like, well, what exactly is that? Because the studies are very interesting. You've probably seen them. They'll have people do, like, in the lab, just leg extensions or something like that. And then one of the better designs I saw was they used a small, I think it's an induction loop, to basically induce current into the leg. But they didn't do it with the standard, you know, sort of shocking surface electrodes, because a lot of the nerve endings are in the skin.
Right.
If you've ever had basically high amounts of e-stim to generate force done, it's really painful.
Right, right.
But this way they could induce those type of currents by bypassing the skin. And what they see is that they see that the muscle can still generate a fair amount of force even after sort of volitional fatigue. So I think you're correct in theory that trying to find that the sweet spot of, you know, the old Lee Haney, you know, stimulate, not annihilate.
Right, right.
Right, just get enough increase in, you know, performance, overload, possibly pump, you know, whatever sort of indicators you want to use to get that positive adaptation, but don't go so far that the amount of recovery you're going to need now is going to change how often you can come back and do that again via
right.
frequency, right? I think it was Zatsiorsky said once that it's, you know, train as often as possible by staying as fresh as possible, you know, more for just pure performance, right? Because there's also, you know, a skill component involved in that too. So I think there is a sort of the surfing the wave of making sure you're getting the positive adaptation that you want, you know, performance, hypertrophy, fat loss, you know, without torching yourself to the ground in order to do it. Because
Mike, are you there?
Go backwards.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So this is something that needs to be investigated to a greater degree as well. I have to believe that there are some benefits to strength there as well, especially when we're using heavier weights and we're working towards overload, not training past that pump because we're not completely depleting the nervous system. I have to believe that when we look at things from an evolutionary perspective, when you deplete the nervous system completely, which, you know, training to failure over and over again, week after week, the body starts to protect itself by shutting down strength. We see this in depression. We know that people who suffer from depression don't just suffer from mental depression. They suffer from physical depression. They become weak and fatigued. The body wants you to lay down. The body will get you to do what it wants you to do. So I have to believe that going through a workout and having plenty of neurotransmitters in reserve after the workout, the body goes, oh, that wasn't so bad. Whereas when you take this workout to the extreme where you no longer feel a pump, so the tonic state of muscle has fallen apart because of the lack of neurotransmitters in reserve, the body goes, this idiot's going to kill us. So we need to do something about that.
Yeah, and you'll see them in heart rate variability. You'll see their sympathetic nervous system ramp up higher and higher and higher. And if they keep pushing harder and harder and harder, at some point within a very which is to be almost
You have to repeat yourself. I think you just got a call somewhere in a very, what would you say, short period of time?
Oh, in a very short period of time.
Okay.
Your body will switch and become parasympathetic. So rest and digest. And I've often thought that that's sort of the last reserve, right? It says, hey, you idiot, you've been training hard, you've been feeling worse, but you keep going to the gym. Now I'm basically going to make you feel so horrible, you're going to lay on the couch, drool on yourself, and I'm going to prevent you from doing anything else.
I've been focusing on this. So I've been trying, and you know, nothing happens quickly. That's the other thing. People don't do anything long enough to figure it out. But I've been focusing on shorter workouts with a lot of volume. I would say that you would probably consider these very dense workouts with heavy weights, but I'm doing progressive overload, going heavier, 5 to 6 sets of everything. But I can feel like when I walk out, I can still feel like I train back, chest, and shoulders today. I have a sensation in my upper body of tightness all around. I feel like I've got my foot on the gas pedal and my foot on the brake. My muscles are ready to jump into action, which implies to me that neurotransmitters are not depleted, muscles are not flaccid and exhausted, but they're toned, they're ready to go. They can still do some more work. And I kind of feel like that might be the sweet spot for everything involved.
Yeah, I think there is something to leaving the gym on most cases, right? It'd be a eustress condition, feeling like you could do a little bit more, but you chose not to.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There's a little bit of a reserve, and yeah, there are the days, you know, by all means, you know, go for it and that type of thing, but you have to also realize that your recovery is going to be much longer after that then too, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a lot more value to training more frequently, as we can see now from inactivity activity research. A reason to get to the gym more frequently is probably better than hitting yourself and pounding yourself into the ground and then taking off for 2 or 3 days to recover. And that's the other thing. You really need to look at your endpoints. The body never, never wants to be pounded into the ground. It doesn't. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of frequency. So even with my own programs, with my clients' programs, if they can make it, I have a lot of people train 5-6 days a week. You know,
I think it's wonderful.
It.
And hell, get yourself a Fitbit, because nothing makes you more accountable than a Fitbit.
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. I love this thing. I really do. I hate it and I love it at the same time. I had to take one full day off on Sunday, I think it was. I did 2,500 steps. But you know what? You need one of those days once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did that initially myself when I tried not to look at it, and I was at home basically just doing research and a few clients and stuff. And the end of the day, I had a total of like 580 steps, which is just, I mean, there's, you know, heart failure transplant patients that do better than that. You
right,
know?
Right. But some days you need that. Some days you need that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, real quick, because we're coming to the end of the interview. First of all, plug that software again for your buddy.
Oh, sure. It's just called Adaptifier, and I'll spell it. It's adaptifier.com.
Okay. And then, of course, your website is MikeTNelson.com, and people can get 6 free fat loss videos. Plus, all they can also retain you if they're looking for help. What you're up in Michigan? No. Are you in Michigan?
Very close. Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So those of you who are in and around that area there, you can retain Mike T. Nelson's help with your own goals as well. And as always, thank you for listening to the show, Mike. I know that you're an avid listener as well as a contributor, so thank you for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you very much. And I do also a lot of stuff online, too, so people don't necessarily have to be in the same area.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, of course. Thanks for being on the show today, Mike.
Thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it.
Take care. And also, let's thank Rob Regish for the Blueprint Power Hour. And I thank you for listening. And thanks, everybody. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for liking Superhuman Radio. And we'll see you tomorrow.
Your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
This is the Superhuman Channel.